You know, Paul, someday it just all works out.
Yes, it does. That was it's fun hearing about the 1 week wonder and its progress, and I look forward to seeing the finished product. But we have two new guests, so
yes, last night at Theater in the Woods was the third annual Founders Innovation Prize runoff. We heard presentations from five finalists, a panel of esteemed judges from all corners of aerospace, listened to these presentations, went back and deliberated for a good long time. Apparently, words were spoken and strong positions were taken in the judges' room. When it was all over, the winners were announced as, or the winning project was the Enhanced Oral AOA Logic project from Mike Vaccaro, Chris Jones, and Cecil Jones. And we have Mike and Chris with us today. Welcome to Squawk 1200.
Well, thanks.
And congratulations.
Oh, we appreciate that very much.
That check is big, both physically and financially.
And it makes a great car shade.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. So we would like you to kind of walk us through a short version of your pitch. What is the Enhanced Oral AOA Logic product project output?
Sure. Well, it's very most basic. It allows you to hear your angle of attack anytime you're flying on the backside of the power curve. But it provides very precise cues for an LRD max condition and a optimum AOA that we call on speed in the military. And lots of good things happen at on speed. It's optimum turn performance. It's also VREF for approach and landing. It's VX for takeoff. And it's also a maximum endurance glide condition if you lose the engine. And the cues that we use in the system are caveman simple, and essentially they tell the pilot how hard to pull on the pole.
So are they tones of different pitches?
Are they
words?
No. No. This is a very, very simple logic that's just based on two different frequencies, a 400 hertz tone and a 1600 hertz tone.
We should have run it.
Well, actually, I have a simulator here, but we failed to set it up. It would just annoy your listeners anyway. it's a series of beeps at a low frequency that start at LRD max. But when you hit the magic AOA, which is on speed, the tone goes steady. And it stays steady as long as you maintain a constant AOA. And the feedback from this logic is very simple to interpret. So if you hear a high-pitched beep, well, you're pulling too hard. If you hear a low pitch beep, you're not pulling hard enough. And you just keep making small pitch adjustments to make the tone solid. And it's a wide enough band and angle of attack, about a degree or so, that there's plenty of room in there that it's not constantly changing if you do a good job flying the airplane.
And Christopher, did you envision this as something that would be retrofitted into an existing aircraft?
That's the hope. Yeah.
How will that work?
Existing aircraft, depending on what type of existing hardware is in there, we currently are working with taking the Dynon AOA information out and then translating that into the tone information. Mm-hmm. So we have some plans for working with other systems, and the MGL EFISes actually already have it embedded in the software right now. And it's all open source, all the code that we've created. So the idea is anybody who's interested in this can go and use it, mess with it, make it better or worse or whatever they want to do with it.
So does it tie into the pitot-static system of whatever aircraft it's connected to?
It does. Actually, it uses the differential pitot pressure. So it uses what we call a coefficient of pressure sensor, which is real common, either a Dynon pitot tube. We'll have that, or a Garmin pitot tube. So if Dynon or Garmin are listening now, we're happy to talk. It just uses that differential pitot pressure. It does not tie into the static system of the airplane.
What else does it connect to in the airplane? What else do you have to connect? I'm assuming the audio system.
Yes. So either using the primitive boxes that we are using in beta test right now just have a 3.5 millimeter jack. So you can just use the AUX port either on your intercom panel, or you can just plug it into your headset using the AUX port.
Every time I pick up something from either the FAA or the NTSB, I see loss of control is one of the drivers for improved flight training and flight management systems. Is your system suitable for both VFR as well as IFR operations?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it is. And my background is military flying, and I flew small airplanes. I flew fighters for 23 years. And most folks that have done that job understand that AOA is a primary reference for a lot of things that you do in the airplane. So what we have done is this is actually a logic that McDonnell put in the F-4 years ago to prevent loss of control. And, you know, fighter pilots screw an awful lot of things up, and we do crash yep. airplanes, but we don't tend to stall and spin on takeoff or in the traffic pattern.
Right.
So the on-speed logic is applicable in the traffic pattern, if you think about it, and you just have to pull to that on-speed tone. From an energy management standpoint, whether you're maneuvering in the area or you're taking off or you're landing, there's never really a requirement to ever pull any harder than on speed, because if you do, you're just bleeding energy unnecessarily, and you're not getting any additional performance, and you're eating up your aerodynamic margin, and you're just walking closer to the stall.
So I'm a training person by my day job in terms of flight instructing. Is there little or no training required to use this? It sounds like it's pretty simple.
Yeah, but it takes a watch a 3.5 minute video. Uh-huh. And then the neat feature is it's like flying with a flight instructor all the time, because if you're on the backside of the power curve, you're going to get that nudge from the tone going, hey, buddy, you are a little bit slow. Push it up.
Rather than getting a nudge from the instructor.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Then he can just yell, keep the ball centered.
That's right. That's it. More right rudder. More right rudder. Perfect.
Now, you mentioned earlier that there were several several conditions of being on speed that are indicated, right? Go back through that list again, because I think I heard that list more than once from more than one presenter last night.
Oh, you betcha. It actually correlates with the maximum power point. If we go back to our basic academics when we all learn about drag curves and power required curves, and if there's any aerodynamicists listening, please forgive me, because I'm going to talk in pilot terms, which means I'm going to conflate drag and I'm going to mix it up with power required, but we all know what we're talking about. We're just talking about the drag curve, essentially. And at a point about 24% to the left of LVD max on that curve is a point called maximum power. That's where your maximum performance takeoff VX occurs. But it's also coincident with VREF. Most of us think of VREF in relation to stall speed. But if you're thinking of it in terms of AOA, it's actually a speed relative to LVD max. Because there's a physical connection between those two. There's no physical connection between stall speed and on speed. Just so happens it's an optimum energy condition that occurs just about 1.3 times your stall speed. So there's that wonderful coincidence. It's not physical, but it's there. But the neat thing about it is if you're coming into land and you're on speed, your energy is perfect for landing. You're not carrying too much energy, and you're not carrying too little energy. And then the other thing is I fly big airplanes for a living now, and we do a lot of math with gust additives and things like
sure.
that. None of that's applicable to flying AOA. If you don't like the way the airplane's handling, well, you can just translate that to just a slightly fast tone and carry just a little bit more energy, and then you can still, slow down speed just prior to touchdown. And you're not going to come across the numbers carrying an extra 15 knots for mom and the fridge and the cooler and stuff that you carry in the back of the airplane.
You mentioned this. You mentioned the connection to F4s and AOA and how it's so common in the military. Has this idea been ruminating in your mind for quite some time, or was it kind of a short inspiration?
Oh, no. No, this is, this actually started out as part of a transition training program to help folks, get good quality training materials as they come over to the experimental world. And then, like all great projects, we're sitting there having a beer going, wow, wouldn't it be great if, and then in walks Christopher, who understands all this stuff and is, extremely computer savvy and software savvy. And he goes, well, you can do that. And of course, I set my beer down and he got my attention. And we just went from there.
What would success look like for you in the next couple of years? What would you hope to see?
I would say more people using the system and learning from it, and flying safer would be
absolutely
my goal in it. Putting it out there and letting people know that this is even an option is something that a lot of people don't think are aware of.
So in addition to the development, you have some marketing to do.
Education's the right word.
Yeah.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Education. This is a, you know, this is a hobby project for us. I mean, I started this just kind of as a way to give back. The EA gave me a scholarship to go to college. I've had a great, you know, 35-year flying career. So everything we're doing is open source. We're happy to share our data, anything that we've learned. We've learned an awful lot about calibrating these coefficient of pressure systems. A lot of the angle of attack systems you see look fantastic, but really all they do is provide good progressive stall warning. They don't provide real good usable aerodynamic cues like on speed and elevating max.
So what's your prediction about what form this is going to take as a product?
Well, it's the audio logic that we're advocating for. Now, what we're going to continue to do is we're going to continue to experiment with this because we think there may be a way to really simplify calibration. And one thing we've learned in beta testing, watching folks in the field that are just representative pilots, you know, good cross-section of folks, is a lot of folks have difficulty just calibrating the basic system as it's, you know, provided by the manufacturer. So
I think as far as the product goes, there's a lot of AOA products out there already, yeah. Right? And so we're not trying to go and create a new one of those. We're right. just trying to take that information and give it to you in a different, more, what we think is a more usable form of it.
Congratulations again to Chris Jones, who you just heard from, and Mike Vaccaro, who along with Cecil Jones out of Niceville, Florida, created the enhanced oral AOA logic concept, which won last night's Founders Innovation Prize at AirVenture Oshkosh 2018 and $20,000 to help develop it.
Congratulations, gentlemen.
Well, thank you very much.
You're listening to EAA Radio.